Okay, we went through Tam Rishon, why we read Megillas Kehelas on during Sukkos. The second Tam, potentially why we read Megillas Kehelas during Sukkos, second connection, besides for the fact that it says Ten Chelak L'Shiva L'Shmoyin, besides that there's with words, Chazal found words that match Sukkos. I'm talking about concept, conceptually. There's another starker connection, and that is, going back to what we discussed yesterday, why Chazal wanted to bury Kehelas, and then they didn't bury Kehelas. What's the back and forth? Yeah, Kehelas, not Kehelas. Some of the Bali Machshove amongst them, Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, says that a lot of the Chachomim, a lot of the philosophers, used to talk this way too, that the world is Hevel HaVolim, and when Chazal were Bikshu Lignoi Sefer Kehelas, was because this type of talk, this type of rhetoric, was common in the non-believers. It's the way they spoke about the world. So Kehelas had that same kind of sprach. You should notice the machloik is in the Rishonim, the Gedolei Achronim, whether you make a bracha on Megillas Kehelas. Meaning, Maseches Sofim brings down that when you read these Megillas, including Shir HaShirim, right, Eicha, you make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. One nusach in the Maseches Sofim is Al Kisvei HaKodesh. As well, many held you make a Shechiyonah. The Maritirna brings down such a minik. Mari Neustadt brings such a minik of making a Shechiyonah. You know, the Goyen held you make a bracha Shechiyonah on Kriyas and Megillas, besides for Megillas Esther. Meaning, obviously, Megillas Esther. We all make a bracha on Megillas Esther. I'm saying, besides for Megillas Esther, the Goyen held you make a bracha. But by Kehelas, there was like a new debate. Besides for the regular debate, there's a new debate because Kehelas is different. It's not like the regular Kisvei HaKodesh, Bikshu Lignoi Sefer Kehelas. On the other hand, as we explained, Faket, Shlomo Melch wrote the Sefer after his other Sefer. So it would make sense that it's built, if anything, it's built on a higher Madrega. The Torah brings down a discussion how you paskin like the Rosh in his Tshuvas or the Rosh in his Psokim. Right? And the Torah actually seems to hold that the reason why you paskin like the Rosh in his Tshuvas is because it was Bo Bachroina. It's what he wrote afterwards. After he wrote the Psok. The Netziv Mivaloshin gives a different reason. The Netziv Mivaloshin, the Meshiv Dover, says that when a Poisik is asked a Shaila, Aloch HaLamaisi, Yasiyata Deshmaya, the Psok. See, logically you would say, what the Rosh wrote in his Psokim should be more reliable. Because that's when he was learning the Sugya. The Shaila, you don't have the liberty. A guy asks you a Shaila, you can't say, okay. You know, guy comes to me with a Shaila, I can't say, okay, it's a Pikuach Nefesh Shaila, okay, I'm closing, you know, Pavakamim, closing every day. I just gave Shem Basa B'cholov, closing my Basa B'cholov, closing everything else. Okay, I'm spending the next month on Pikuach Nefesh Shaila. I can't do that. I don't have the liberty to do that. So logic would be that if I wrote something, I wrote a response when I'm learning the sugya, that's better. It wasn't chaplap. You know, I was in Masada Kedushin last night. This happens all the time. This type. I have another Siddur Kedushin. I have actually several simchas today, which reminds me the 12th grade should go right after I finish it, rush into shir, because I don't have all that much time today. I have three simchas today. So I had a Siddur Kedushin last night. And this happens a lot. This time of the year, all the chasnas are scheduled for 6:30, 7:30. Almost all of them. Scheduled 6. And 7:30 now doesn't really do us much good because that's smack after Shkia, smack at the Banish Moshes. It's like the worst time possible. Right? So what date do we put into the Ksuba? Right? So let's say tonight Sheffy is getting married. So it's scheduled for 7 o'clock. It's not 7 o'clock. People will start rolling in 7 o'clock, right? So let's say we would try to get married at 7:30. You have a problem. 7:30 is Ben HaShemoshes. Can't do 7:30. So one of the eights, this is what I usually do this time of the year, is I put in the next day. First of all, Shtar Mocher is kosher anyway. But if Shlomo Zalman holds that really the Shtar should reflect the date of the Kedushin, B'chlal, in the Shtar you're writing that this person on this date told this woman, Havi Lila Intu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So you want it to be accurate, forgetting whether it's a problem, Namish, if it's kosher. You want it to be accurate. So what I do is I put in, like last night, I put in, instead of putting in the ninth day of El, I put in the tenth day of El, which is today. And instead of putting in Monday, I put in Tuesday. And what do? I have the Eidim come up, B'shas the Mesiris Aksuba, and fill it out. But what I always do whenever I do a situation like that is I always have the Eidim come to me by the Kabbalah's Panim. And I explain to the Chosin, and I have the Eidim Makabal Kinyan with the Chosin, not under the Chosin. Why don't I make the Kabbalah's Panim? Because then there's a lachatz. The Eidim are uncomfortable, because they're being called up under the chuppah. It's nerve-wracking. You have to start signing. The chassan is already under the chuppah. He already said, I read Mukadesh Azli. He's time in a different planet. Now I'm going to start making kinyonim with a shtar. So I never do that. I always do the kinyon by the kabbal's panim. And I did the same thing last night. But because of the lachat, sometimes the Edom don't even sign it correctly. Could you imagine their own signature? They don't sign correctly. They're nervous. You get being called up, you have to sign quickly, everybody's waiting. It's not like a Kabbalah's Panim where it's a chilled environment. Everybody's waiting. It's already happened to me maybe 6-7 times. I told it to the aide, so you shouldn't feel bad. The aide, one of the aide came up, was a Talmud Chochem. It's not his first time to be an aide. He started the signature with his father's name. Whereas instead of writing Moshe ben David, he wrote David. This happens all the time. I mean, a mistake. Because when you're lachatz, you're not working with all your... And I told him, he felt very good when I told him this happens to me a lot. And the second thing I did was I had them read this ksuba under the chuppah so nobody should be embarrassed. And then after the chuppah, before they went to Yichidim, I quickly wrote another ksuba. So and gave the kallah the ksuba before they went into the Yichidim. But I told the guy, when there's a lachatz, people are not working with all their faculties. So the logic is that a guy comes to you, pikuach nefesh shayla, and you have to answer, you're working on, instead of 8 cylinders, you're working on 4 cylinders. Hopefully. Right? Sometimes less. But if you're sitting learning the sugya, then you got your 8 cylinders. Zok to me shivdo v'fakelt. When somebody comes to you, halacha l'maisa, so then you have siyata d'shmaya that you don't have when you stop learning. Avadi Yafiyat HaDishmai when you're learning too. But when a shayla is mamish halacha l'maisa, Siyat HaDishmai, Hashem helps you. He gives you the psokim is helping Klal Yisrael learn the sugya. That's the point of the Netziv Yivalash. Meaning we also have to, the point of the Netziv is that we ourselves, like Rabbi Saperstein is saying, we ourselves have to understand that when we go through the Piskei Rosh, we ourselves have to understand that this was written as a pirush on the sugya. And of course, doesn't mean we can't use it halacha l'maisa. Of course we can. But it's a different level of halacha l'maisa than a tshuva. Yishnob Chaim Shulevitz said the same thing about Dayan Fisher. When he would send the Mira Talmidim to Dayan Fisher, Rabbi Yisrael Yanke Fisher, the Paskin. So the Talmidim in the Mir Yeshiva. So Chaim Shulevitz was a walking Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? Dayan Fisher was a very chash of a person. But he wasn't the Reb Chaim Shulevitz. And the Talmidim would ask their Rebbe, Rebbe, we're asking you. Why are you sending us to Dayan Fisher? He's a big Talmud Chacham, but we have you. Why are you sending us there? He said, Paskin Tfaklal Yisrael. That's his job. Hap Siyata D'Shmaya. He has a special Siyata D'Shmaya. Rabbi Saperstein's point is definitely a valid one. Is that the Rosh is writing also Chidushin for Klal Yisrael. No, no question. But you should know that there's a story told that the Gdeli Yisrael in earlier days, they didn't give the same weight to the Trumas Hadeshim like they gave to some other Tshuvas for him, because the Tshuvas were hypothetical. Not all the Tshuvas in the Trumas Hadeshim were actual Shilas. They were, what would be if? Okay? So what would be if is not, it's not mamish. And this, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, has its origin in Chazal, not just in a Tziv, because the Gemara in Horius makes a distinction between the Talmud Chacham who's learning, and he tells the people, Mutter, he's mamish, he's paskening, but they're not asking as a Shaila. There's a difference between that and saying Mutarim Atem Lasais, which means Chazal are already telling us that there are different levels of halacha l'maisa. And the ultimate halacha l'maisa is when a shayla comes to the table and you're issuing a psak. And that's the highest level. And the Netziv is saying that one is embodied with the supreme five-star siyata d'shmaya. There's always siyata d'shmaya. Lami ter lami Yisrael. There's special siyata d'shmaya. Special siyata d'shmaya. So l'maisa, Shlomo HaMelech had unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. As the Torah says, what you write later on reflects also what you thought about when you were younger. So it has that value. So the Sefer Koheles is already Shir HaShirim plus Mishlei, and now we're holding by Koheles. So it's really, at the same time, this lashon of Hevel Avolim that Shlomo HaMelech used throughout the Sefer was being questioned by Chazal. And that's what I heard, B'Shem Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. I actually saw this in my wife's, Zayda's, Sefer. My wife Zayda was the chief rov of Basel, Switzerland. So he brings this down, this idea. That he said that the reason why Chazal questioned Shlomo HaMelech, the wording of Shlomo HaMelech, is because this was frequently used by the philosophers, Lahavdil. The whole world is Hevel, everything is Hevel. It's not a productive message. So what's the difference, Sefer Koheles? What does Sefer Koheles have that's different? So I'll tell you what it has. Sukkos is called Chag HaSukkos. So the Mefarshim ask, why is Sukkos called plural? It should be called Chag HaSukkah. By Chag HaMatzos, the same question is asked by the Mordechai. Why do we call Chag HaMatzos? Chag HaMatzos called Chag HaMatzos. Right? Why do we call it Chag HaSukkos? What's the plural? Why is it plural? It's a lot of explanations. But I once gave a very simple explanation. I think it's a simple explanation. The sukkah, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. What's the sukkah? Is it Zeichef Anani HaKoven or Zeichef HaSukkos Mamish? Machlekes. One man number says, Rebbe Lezer says, Anani HaKoven. Rebbe Kiva says, it's a Zeicher to the Sukkos Mamish that we built huts. So what's the million-dollar question? What's the aloche? If you have a machloikas, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Kiva. Anybody know? What's the aloche? Halocha ke Rebbe Kiva. First of all, we have a rule, ain't halocha ke Rebbe Lezer. But besides that, we have machloikas, Rebbe Kiva, v'chaveiroi, halocha ke Rebbe Kiva. For sure. One opinion says, afilu mechaveirov. But for sure, machloikas, Rebbe Kiva, v'chaveiroi, halocha ke Rebbe Kiva. So my question to you is very simple. Why do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that the sukkah is a zeichah for Anani HaKovet? That's like Rebbe Lezer. We pass it like Rebbe Kiva. It's true, it would be very unexciting to come into the sukkah and say, this is a zeichah for the huts that we built. It's like a pretty boring. Anani HaKovet, that makes sense. True. But that's not a reason why we do things, because it sounds interesting. But Lamaisa, down the line, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamaisa, the sukkah is a zeichah for Anani HaKovet. Like Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe Kiva. So one of the ways to answer this question is that to analyze whether Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Lezer are really arguing. Maybe Chag HaSukkah has both zichronos. And actually that's what the word, that could be why it's plural, Chag HaSukkah is. Because it has both to it. Rebbe Kiva is also masking as a zeichah for Anani HaKovet. but it's something else too, and I'll tell you what that is. And I gleaned this, what I'm telling you, from the Eben Ezra. This is what I'm telling you, I gleaned from the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says a tremendous chiddush. The Eben Ezra says, we know the Goyin that says that we lost Hanani HaKovet, you know, after the Chet HaEgel, and it came back, we Yom Kippur, and that's Taka Y, we have Sukkos later, and that's the Vilna Goyin. But there's an Eben Ezra, fascinating Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says that when we left Mitzrayim, we had Hanani HaKovet. Those Hanani HaKovet we had for 8 days, fully after Kriyas Yom Suf. After Kriyas Yom Suf, Hanani HaKovet went away. We didn't have Hanani HaKovet. What we have? Sukkos Mamish. It hurts. Then, after we had those huts and we sat in them, we were Zoycha then. Matan Torah after Matan Torah, Hanani HaKovet. That means, according to the Eben Ezra, nothing to do with the Chet of the Egel. There was a big vacation from the Hanani HaKovet. Why? Why was there a vacation from Hanani HaKovet? So I'll tell you what I think is the explanation. The reason why, according to Eben Ezra, he doesn't explain this, but I'm just saying why, is that Hanani HaKovet is a schus. You have to earn the Hanani HaKovet. In order to earn the Hanani HaKovet, you have to believe in the Rebbeinu Shem, you have to have steadfast emunah in the desert, even without Hanani HaKovet. To have Hanani HaKovet in the desert, what's the big kunz? By the way, this Eben Ezra gives us a whole new explanation. What was the big kunz? We had Hanani HaKovet. We had a motorhome. What was the big kunz? Went into the desert. You know, makes it sound, the Novi makes it sound like we were in the desert, Nebuchadnezzar, the sand, and we didn't. What do you mean? We had Hanani HaKovet, silver cloud. That's a Rolls Royce. With Hanani HaKovet. The Hanani HaKovet kept us clean, kept our clothing clean, got rid of the snakes and scorpions. The nights will lit up, gewaldig. LED lighting never goes out, never burns out. Good for the environment, no global warming. Even what's her name, whatever her name is, OC, whatever her name is, would also be happy with it. Fits with the green dream. I'm waiting, they should unveil a new thing, a green dream. Hanani HaKovet. Gewaldig, it's good for the environment. Yeah? What's the kunz? Zok to Eben Ezra, no! We lost Hanani HaKovet. We didn't have Hanani HaKovet. It wasn't a free ride. After we lived without Hanani HaKovet, and we had emune, lech techacharai, that's pshat sukkos mamish. Rebbe Akiva is telling us, yes, Rebbe Lezer is right, that the sukkos is zeicha for Hanani HaKovet. But you can't forget the fact that we had emunah. Sukkos mamish. We had regular huts. We lived in the desert in huts without an Hanani HaKovet. And in order to celebrate Sukkos, you have to understand that if you only believe in the Rebbeinu Shel when you have miracles surrounding you, that's not a kunz. You have to believe, you have to have emunah in the Sukkos mamish. And could be that's why the name of the Yom Tov is plural. Chag HaSukkos. You need both madrigas. The Zohar HaKadosh calls the Sukkot Tzela de Memenusa. It's our ultimate belief in HaKadosh Baruch. Shlomo HaMelech at the end of the Sefer took a very different approach than all of these Lahavdil, the philosophers. A lot of philosophers wrote the messages of Koheles. Hevel Avolim HaKoyel Hevel, Ma Yisrael Lodom, all those messages. So they told us everything is void. Everything's for naught. Shlomo HaMelech didn't do that. Soiv Dover, HaKoyel Nishmo. So Shlomo HaMelech gave us a guide. He said, Hevel HaVolim is only if it's devoid of Yerushalayim. So he was different than everybody else. If Shlomo HaMelech's message would have ended without the last pasuk, Echanami. But Shlomo HaMelech's negative message was only there to give you a grand slam of the end of the Sefer. Soiv Dover, now that you understand what the world is like, with no Elohim Yirah, HaKol Nishma, the only thing left is this Elohim Yirah, this mitzvah of Shema, Kizeh Kolod. So the Hevel HaVolim was there to give us, to enhance our Yirah Shemayim. It wasn't there for the other way around. That was the purpose of the entire Sefer, was to give us that message, which really, in a sense, is the message of Sukkot. The message of Sukkot is, like the Zohar says, to go into this tzel of the Memenusa, to envelope ourselves, to take all the Havlei Ha'olam, to take everything around us, that we, on Yom Kippur, we declare that all, we're ready to separate ourselves, this is, we're living a life of Torah mitzvahs, and Sukkot is putting it into practice. I always say that's why Goyim were given that mitzvah as a test. Why were Goyim given? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, from all the mitzvahs, the Goyim said, test us out. Give us a mitzvah. So why didn't the Eibush open up a yeshiva and say, okay, Elulzman, come on guys, come to Elulzman. Let the Goyim come in, learn Bava Kama, come on. Right? Imagine teaching our Goy Bava Kama. It's hard to teach yeshiva Bava Kama. The Eibush said, mitzvah kala, I have one mitzvah kala. I have an easy mitzvah. I have another kasha on the Gemara. Mitzvah kala. It's from the hardest mitzvah, Sukkah. Mitzvah says, think about mitzvah say, achilas matzah. What's it harder? To eat a kazayas matzah or to live for a week outside in a sukkah? I'm not talking about to go in like a conservative person, make kiddush and go running, go on a trip. I'm talking about to live in a sukkah for a week. I'll tell you the truth, if you challenge me, it would be hard for me to find a mitzvah that's as hard as sukkah. Tefillin? Much easier. Much easier than sukkah. It's very easy. Put on a pair of tefillin. Sukkah film. Tzitzis. Painless. Painless. Think about it. The Baruch was, mitzvah kala yesh li, I have one easy mitzvah. You know what the Baruch was telling the Goyim? You guys claim, test us out. We want to live this new lifestyle. Hashem said, okay, I have one easy mitzvah that can test out if you're ready to live that lifestyle. That's sukkah. Because sukkah is a yomtif where you're enveloped in Yonei Shemayim. So tzitzis, they all would have worn tzitzis. A couple of years ago, I remember Barney's in New York. Now they're not doing well. The whole business is shvach. When I was growing up, Barney's was Kodesh Kadosh. So a couple of years ago, Barney's came out with some designer. It was called the Hasidic line. I'm not even joking. They had Biber Hitten. Yeah, Biber Hitten. This was a style. It never took off. I was wondering what they're thinking, but okay. Okay. Can't even get a Litvak to do it. You're going to get a Goy to wear it. But they were a Biber Hit with a vest and fringes. Obviously, it wasn't tzitzis. It was koitzim and gardim that the Gemara talks about in Sukkah. With fringes, you know, like the fiddler on the roof type of style. Right? That the Goyim would do. The Baruch Hu said, you claim you want to live a Jewish lifestyle? Okay, I have an easy, before we go through a whole conversion, I have an easy trial run. Let's try it for a week. It got a little hot. They kicked the Sukkah. It answers all the kashas. Everybody asked what was wrong. The Gemara asked them, it's Taya Potter, they shouldn't have kicked it. The Baruch was just showing them, this is not what you want. That's what the Sukkah is. And that's why we read Koheles. Because Koheles is a real life, Sukkah, we're living a real life of Hevel Avolam HaKoyel Havel, and Soiv Dover HaKol Nishma Zalikim Rovus Mitzvahis of Shema. Sukkah is a Yom Tov where we throw ourselves out of everything in the world, and we take everything, all the gashmis, and we make it into Sukkah. So Mela Sukkah is a real life example of Koheles. That's why we read the text of the... Basically, Koheles is the text of the lifestyle of Sukkah. Sukkah is the lifestyle, and Shlomo Melech is describing Sefer Koheles. It could even be that if somebody goes through Sefer Koheles properly, he'll be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah properly, because they merge. Okay.